Chicago bluesman David Honeyboy Edwards has passed away. He was 95, and he was the last of the bluesmen of his generation who played with Robert Johnson, Charlie Patton, Sonny Boy Williamson, and Big Joe Williams. Here he is in his own words and in his own music.
Play a whole lot of guitar to be a good blues player. Some people play too much of guitar, stack them on top of each other where it don't be that long as to cook. You're working too fast. Blues not supposed to be played fast. Blues supposed to be played slow.
My oldest sister, when I was a little baby, I guess she said I was around about a year or something, 2 years old, when I was trying to walk, you know, I was toddling. And my older sister, she told my mother, she said, Mama, she said, look at little Honey Boy. She reached her hand out at me like, and I come trying to walk too. She said, look at little Honey Boy. And everybody started to call me Honey. And when I got up, grown a big boy, they started calling Honey, Honey, Honey. Everybody called me Honey. Then when I go back down south, I heard your recording. It sure was nice. And I got a lot of little job playing, you know, and that's the way it was.
Come on, baby, don't you want to go?
When I went to see my cousin, the Tunica, and I had my guitar playing around, and she said, do you know Robert Johnson? I said, no, I said, I heard a lot about him. She said, that's my boyfriend. She said, that old boy sure can play a guitar like that. And there's so many people around him that I couldn't get to him. And when I did get to him, I said, you Robert Johnson? He said, yeah, I'm Robert Johnson. I said, do you know Willie Mae Powers and Tunica? He said, that's my girlfriend, like that. I said, that's my first cousin. From then on, we hooked up and started walking and drinking. And you know, he liked whiskey. Two things he liked. He's crazy about whiskey and women.
Bad bitch and cocaine all. Broke my mini man, happy home.
Robert was going with that man's wife. Robert stayed out in Greenwood, the little town, but he played out there in the country for this man at this country club. This man said, well, give Robert this half pint of whiskey. Everybody found out that he was sick. They put him across the bed in another apartment over there. I went over there Tuesday, and Robert was just crawling around, slobbering and going on, and know he was in bad shape, and people didn't have no money. You could go to the doctor there for $3 or $4, you know, and he gave him a little home remedy, but it wasn't no good. So Robert died on a Wednesday, 17th day of August. Died on the Wednesday, and they buried him on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I've been playing blues a long time.
You still playing in bars?
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
It's all right, having fun, drinking, talking to the young women, running around, having fun.
Things haven't changed much, huh?
No, I can do anything I ever done, just take more time.
Woo! How am I supposed to respond to that?
Yeah.
Courtesy of the incredible, fabulous archives from our partner, the BBC. That's David Honeyboy Edwards, son of a sharecropper, grandson of a slave, legend of Chicago blues. He died at the ripe old age of 95.
You had us stayed at home.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.